Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of College Hockey Talk. On today's episode, I'm joined by incoming sophomore on the Sacred Heart women's hockey team, Isla Reiskamp. Thanks so much for coming on the podcast today, Isla, and how's everything going?
Good. Thank you for having me. I'm having a great summer so far.
Yeah, thanks so much for coming on. I really appreciate it. And how has your summer been going overall? Do you have anything fun planned, whether it's hockey related or not?
Yeah, well, I'm home in Minnesota now for the summer. And for hockey, I'm doing the Summer Sally League. You've probably heard of it. A lot of us D1 players are playing in it and some professionals. And then as for non-hockey, I have a few teammates coming in next week or 2 weeks from now. So I'm excited to see them. I think that'll be a lot of fun.
Are they just visiting Minnesota? They're like stopping by.
Yeah, we're going to like a concert. So there's a bunch of people coming together. Yeah.
Nice. Who are you going to see in concert?
Well, we're going to Lakefront. It's like a little music festival in Prior Lake.
Nice. Is it sort of like a country music fest or rock? Like what type of genre of music?
Yes, it's country music.
Dope. Well, I hope you have a fun time with that. But sort of transition now to hockey a little bit. In regards to sort of training, what are you hoping to work on for next season?
Yeah, a lot of stuff, but mostly just getting bigger and stronger. Just that's helped in college hockey. And then along with that, a big thing I'm working on is like confidence, because I think coming from high school to college, that was like a huge game changer. Was once I found my confidence with the puck, I could really do a lot more. So I want to improve that more this summer.
Yeah, and confidence is a weird thing because it's so easy to lose confidence. Like in a single play, you can lose all your confidence, but right, it can take like weeks for you to gain confidence. So how do you sort of work on that part of your game?
I think just getting on the ice as much as I can, doing scrimmages, because I do a lot of skill work during the year. So I think doing scrimmages and just kind of like having fun during the summer, doing like different programs and playing with people that I like enjoy playing with, I think that'll help a lot.
So let's go now to the beginning of your hockey career and sort of work all the way up to where you are today. So growing up, you're from Orono, Minnesota. Talk about growing up there and how did you start playing hockey?
Yeah, so my dad played hockey in college. So me and my two siblings, he signed us up immediately. So I started skating when I was like 4 or 5. But the funny thing about me is when I started playing hockey, I hated it. Like my dad would bring me to like the little like rec leagues and I would get on the ice like for like 10 minutes of practice, because it was when your dads and moms or whatever came in the locker room and he'd get me all geared up and I would throw tantrums. I would cry because I just hated the gear. I think it was something about, I would make him retie my skates like 5 times. He would come out of the locker room like dripping sweat. And then once I got on the ice, I had the best time ever. But it was every single time in the locker room, I didn't put the gear on. So then once I got older and got past that, I just grew to love it. I played just about every sport imaginable, but I stuck with hockey. And then when it came to high school and it's kind of like time to pick one or two sports, I picked hockey. And from there, just have loved it ever since.
Did you have a favorite player that you liked to watch growing up? And if so, who was it?
I've always been a big Crosby fan. I used to have a poster of him in my room. We don't really know where that obsession came from, because being from Minnesota, most people are like big Wild fans. But I've always loved watching Crosby.
Are you a Penguins fan still or now more Wild?
I think more Wild.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I still think Crosby's awesome. It's crazy to see how good he is now, like as like a 36-year-old compared to where he's still like as good as he was when he was like 18 years old. And I think that not many people can do that for that long. And so I feel like his longevity is sort of the best part about his career, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Now, before you played for Sacred Heart, you played for your high school in Orono. Talk about your high school hockey experience and what did you take away from it?
Yeah, so playing for Orono was a roller coaster, but it was like, I wouldn't trade it for the world. When I started playing there in eighth grade, we were pretty bad. We won 5 or 6 games maybe my whole season. And then as I got older, we just like got better and got better. And by my senior year, we went to our first state tournament. But then after my eighth grade year, we got a new coach, Sean Fish, and he is the reason that I'm the hockey player I am. Like, I think he did so much for our program. And so with him, we were able to go to state. And yeah, it was amazing. I could talk about Orono all day.
What's like the best memory you have from Orono?
I think it's got to be going to the state tournament, because it was the first time in Orono history, or for the girls program, that we had won. And just like being able to play at the X and have so many people come support us. And then just like even like staying in the hotel with your teammates. It's so fun.
Now, how did your high school hockey experience help prepare you for college with Sacred Heart?
Yeah, it's a lot different than a lot of people coming from Minnesota hockey, only because my school, Orno, had like 250 kids total. So it wasn't one of those like big schools. We played single, so it's like, it's very small. And that's kind of a big reason I picked Sacred Heart, is because it's similar to that. But I think just coming from Minnesota hockey in general, it's like a little mini college league. It's so competitive, and it's so like, it's just so easy to play hockey because every high school has a team, every city has a rink. And so I think that was like the biggest thing that prepared me, was just being in Minnesota and being able to play in the Minnesota hockey culture.
Yeah, just talk about the Minnesota high school hockey scene and what's it like being a player in that atmosphere and culture, because obviously it's a lot different than other states. If you look at the state tournament, for example, you guys sell out in a whole NHL rink, where other states that would not be even possible. So what's it like sort of being a part of that, and what makes it different, and how cool is it to sort of talk to your teammates who aren't from there about it?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. When I came out to Sacred Heart out east, a lot of girls are from out east, and I kind of learned for the first time like how incredible Minnesota hockey is, because it's so much different than everywhere else. And it's just like when we had games, we didn't, like I said, we didn't have a big school, but our rink would be filled. Everyone would come to the games, for the boys team as well. And just learning that, like, not only did people not be able to play for their high school, but like that wasn't really a common thing. Just, I feel so like grateful that I got to play for like in Minnesota.
Yeah, I definitely I think every state, in my opinion, has something unique about it that makes it special. And for Minnesota, I feel like it's the high school hockey scene and how you can play for your hometown team. I feel like, at least here in the East Coast, what makes it special is sort of how cool the prep schools are and just those state tournaments and stuff like that. I feel like that's unique to at least the New England area, where you don't really see that in the Midwest. So I feel like every state has their own things that makes it cool.
Yeah.
Now talk about your recruitment process with Sacred Heart. What made you want to go out east, and just what made you want to go to that school specifically compared to other ones you might have looked at?
Yeah, I knew I wanted to go out east for a while. I don't think there was really a reason. I just kind of wanted to get out of Minnesota. I'm a Minnesota girl through and through, but one day I wanted to move back here, so I figured I might as well get out for a while. But then my recruitment started in eighth grade. But then after my eighth grade year, they made the rule, the June 15th after sophomore year rule. So it kind of got like split up. And then between that time when they made that rule, there was COVID and the fifth years and just everything like that. So it got really crazy. So there was a moment for a while where I was just like, just going to tour schools out east, a few for hockey and a few just because we were out there, so might as well. And that's when I actually found Sacred Heart. And so I knew of a few Minnesota girls going there, but I hadn't reached out to them. There was no communication, but I just loved the school. I thought it was gorgeous. I heard about the new rink coming up. And so I decided like to reach out to coaches, and then we came in contact and came, watched me play. And soon after, I was committed. So I was looking at the school, whether it was for hockey or just as a regular student. So yeah.
How did they find you? Was it sort of like a destiny thing, or did you sort of reach out and that's how they found you that way?
I reached out to them, and then they were actually like a few days after, there was the prospect tournament where a lot of Minnesota girls get recruited. And so that weekend there was the prospect tournament, and they were like, we're on our way there anyway. Mm-hmm. So it kind of like the timing, everything kind of worked out like really perfectly. It's kind of scary.
What was like the biggest adjustment you had to make to college hockey? Was it the speed of the game, the physicality, or just the less time and space you have with the puck?
I think a little bit of everything. My first game was against Clarkson, and I was lucky enough to have my parents come and watch me. And I remember sitting at dinner afterwards with my dad and my mom, and we were just like, this is crazy. Like, it is so fast. You watch it on TV, you go to the games, but then when you're like actually there, it's like, it's such fast pace. Everyone's so much bigger. It's very intimidating at first, but it just makes it that much more fun.
Now, what's it like playing in Neuha and just the competition you face every weekend? I feel like it's a conference that doesn't get enough love, in my opinion. But you face some really good teams and really good players, and it seems like that conference is just only going to get better in the years to follow.
Yeah, I do think, like you said, Neuha is the thing that it's just going to get better as time goes on. My personal favorite thing, and I guess least favorite some days, but Neuha, no matter who you're playing each weekend, like, you never know what the result's going to be. You could play what's supposed to be the worst team and they could beat you. You could play the best team and they could have a bad game. And so it's like, you never know what you're getting into each time, which just always kept us on our toes.
And sort of how do you balance hockey and school? That's another thing I sort of wonder with you guys, is obviously you're going to a really good school you're playing in a Division I team. How do you sort of learn how to balance that as a freshman?
Yeah, it was definitely hard at first because hockey just consumes so much of your time, which is like what everyone's most excited about. If I could pick between going to practice or going to class, I would pick to go practice, go to extra skates. But what I would just have to remember is that, like, at the end of it, I wanted to leave there with a good education and hopefully get a good job. So just reminding myself of that helped me balance it out a lot more.
Now let's talk about your season last year. So obviously the biggest moment I feel like of your season was when the new rink opened and you got your first win in that new rink against Harvard. Talk about what it's been like playing at Maritire and just your first big win against a good team in Harvard.
Yeah. Well, the new rink is incredible. Again, I could talk about that all day. I think it's really been like a big game changer for our program. And I think it will continue to be just for like recruiting purposes. And it really has everything that a college athlete could ask for. Like, it is incredible. And when we played Harvard there for our first game, I guess it's early to say, but I do think that will be one of my favorite college hockey games that I'll ever play in. Like, it was incredible. And it was also just such a transition for my team in general, because I mean, Harvard's like a big name team. Playing them was like, we were all pretty scared to play them, to play in the new rink. You obviously want to win in your first game. And being that we beat them, it just kind of showed our team that, like, when we want something like that, like, we can be one of those teams who beat the big names. So yeah, it was just a big transition point for us.
What was your reaction when Paige got that goal? Where were you?
Oh my gosh. I was on the bench at that point, but not for long. Like, it was almost immediately, we were all on the ice. There was tears. It was surreal. It was amazing.
Now, your team lost to Franklin Pierce in the Neuha playoffs. What'd you learn from your first playoff experience, and what'd you overall take away from your team's performance this past season?
Yeah, so playoffs, I mean, similar to like each week in a Neuha, everything was kind of up in the air. You could like rank who you thought was going to win or whatever, but we were sitting in the hotel each night just checking the scores from other teams. And every time there would be some sort of shocker, some sort of underdog win or something crazy. So we unfortunately did lose to them. But I think the big thing we take away from the season is just like how much potential our team has. And we're bringing in so many good girls. We're getting a few fifth years. Like, I think our season just showed us, like, kind of opened everyone's eyes that like we can be one of those big teams.
Now, individually, what would you say was the biggest improvement you made to your game during your freshman year?
I think like thinking faster on the ice, being faster, just everything like that. Like I said, coming from high school, you just don't have quite as much time with the puck or to even like make decisions. So once I got the hang of that and started working on that, it really helped me this season.
Now, talk about your team's goals and expectations for next season. Obviously, you were saying how you're bringing in some really talented players and you sort of want to take what you learned from last year and improve upon that. Obviously, it's to win a national championship, but any other goals that might be in your team's radar that fans aren't aware of?
I think our goal is just to keep, like I said, becoming that team that beat Harvard and just be that bigger name team that like can beat those big schools.
Do you know what your non-conference schedule is next year? I always like to ask. Are you able to confirm any of those games or not? I'm just curious.
I know a little bit. I know some of them.
Are you allowed to say?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Can you make a little tease at all? Like maybe like what state they're in or something like that?
We have a few. We got some from around here and then a lot of teams we played last year. I'll say that.
All right. Yeah. I know Minnesota State's supposed to come.
That
for
one
the
is
first game of the season. Yeah. That all right. Yes. All right.
Yep. That'll be fun.
Yeah, that should be a fun one. I'm looking forward to watching that. And I've heard there's some new teams coming to Neuha Assumption. How cool is that for you to play some new competition in your conference games?
Yeah. So this past season we got Stonehill and then now we get Assumption. I think that just like adds so much. It adds excitement to it. I love playing the new teams just to like see how they are. And just like building a team from scratch like that, I think playing them for the first time will just be really fun and interesting to see how they are.
Well, have you had the chance to meet any of the upcoming freshmen as well?
A few of them. Yeah. We have a few Minnesota girls coming in. So we've been reaching out to them. Yeah. They seem really cool.
So we're now in a segment I like to call the non-hockey segment, where I ask you some non-hockey questions just to get to know you a little bit more off the ice. First one is, what music do you like to listen to?
I listen to just about everything, but my favorite artist right now has got to be Noah Kahan.
Nice. I've never heard of him, so I got to check him out.
Yeah, yes. You should.
I would say I'm into everything, probably like nothing specific. I think right now probably rap, just because Lil Uzi Vert dropped his new album. So that'll probably be what I'm into right now, but it sort of switches day to day based on the mood I'm in.
Yeah, me too.
What is your guilty pleasure TV show?
Gilmore Girls. I've watched it too many times. It's like a comfort show for me, so I just keep going back to it.
I don't know if I have like a guilty pleasure, probably. I don't know, Drake and Josh, I still watch all the time. That's a funny show, so I'll probably go with that one.
Yeah.
Now, what is your most embarrassing hockey moment?
I was trying to think about this, and there's honestly just like too many. I'm unfortunately cursed with being a drill killer. I zone out at the board a lot. This is terrible for me to admit publicly, but I zone out at the board a lot. I mess up drills. I've always done it. My Ornell girls will think this is so funny that I'm actually saying this. So there's just that comes with a lot of embarrassment being a drill killer.
Yeah. Well, at least it's not like, at least it's not going on TV and being broadcast during a game. So that's sort
Right.
of, that's the one thing you gotta at least take, I guess, the better side on.
Exactly. Yeah.
I would say, honestly, I always say this for my most embarrassing hockey moments, so people can go check out other podcasts. So say my most embarrassing podcasting moment would probably be sort of forgetting a question or stuff like that. That's always tough, but you get used to it after a while. And then, yeah, just sort of forgetting questions. That's always tough when you just
Yeah.
blank out. It happens. You can just ask Carey Price. It's just part of being human. So
Right.
now, what would the perfect day look like for you?
Oh, I think I'd have to be on the lake. I think, like, I live on the lake, Lake Minnetonka. So I think be on the lake, be with my friends, just hanging out, not really much to do. I think that would be ideal.
Mine would probably be going to a hockey game and then having dinner afterwards and going on a walk around the city, something like that. That's always a good time.
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
Well, who on the Sacred Heart women's hockey team has the best off the ice style?
Ooh, there's a lot of them. I think I'd have to say Liv LaRoche. She's my roommate and she's also from Minnesota. I think I love her style. I think she is really, yeah.
Since you're on the podcast, I would say Iowa Rice Scamp. That's who I think has the best style on the Sacred Heart women's hockey team. If you could have lunch with anyone in the world, who would it be and why?
I also think it'd be Noah Kahan. He dropped a new album, so I've been very obsessed with him recently. So the answer might change in a few weeks, but right now it'd be Noah Kahan.
What type of music does he make?
It's like kind of country. He kind of he it's a little bit of everything.
All right.
Yeah.
Where's he from?
Out east somewhere. I don't know exactly where.
All right. All
Louisiana.
right. I gotta check it out. I've never heard
Yeah.
of him. Maybe I'm
Yeah.
living under a rock. I don't know how popular he is.
I think he's up and coming. That's what I'll say.
Okay. I would probably eat lunch with Wayne Gretzky just because the guy has so much hockey knowledge and just if met cool stories, and I'd love to just talk to him and sort of
Yeah.
just pick his brain a little bit on that. Last non-hockey question is, what is the most interesting thing you've read or seen this week?
I'm reading a new book called A Little Life, so I've been pretty obsessed with that, so I'd have to say that.
What's the book about?
For I guess four friends who live in New York. It's a really sad book, but it's really interesting.
All right, you don't want to reveal too much of
No, I can't spoil
it?
it.
I probably won't read it, so I don't care, but I don't, maybe for anyone else that wants to read it, go check it out. So, I think the most interesting thing for me would be the NHL draft. I know I'm saying a lot of hockey answers in the non-hockey segment, but that's sort of the thing I've been sort of interested reading about and seeing where all the different prospects are going. And then, yeah, Connecticut guy, Matthew Wood going to the Predators at 15. That was pretty cool for me to
That's
see as a big UConn fan. So, that was probably the most interesting thing that I saw this week. Getting back to some hockey questions now for all the younger players listening to this podcast, what advice would you give to them on what it takes to be a college hockey player like yourself?
Yeah, I think it kind of sounds cliche, but just to like remember that in the end, it's all about having fun. It doesn't really matter the name of your school, the like what level you play at, as long as it's like the right fit for you and you're working on the little things to getting there. I think it's all worth it in the end.
What should be done to help grow women's hockey from your perspective?
What was that?
What should be done to help grow women's hockey from your perspective?
Oh, I think there's so many things. I do think that a lot of progress is being made, especially in Minnesota, that just like the summer leagues for the girls are growing, but I think just like media and all that kind of stuff would just be huge for women's hockey, because I do think it can get just as big.
Now, at the time of recording this, I do want to ask you, what's your thoughts on the whole pro women's hockey situation going on right now? I don't know what to think of it, so I guess I'll ask you, since you're obviously in the sport.
Mm-hmm. With the upcoming?
Yeah, I saw somewhere where like the PHF and the PWHPA are coming together, but I feel like it seems like players from the PHF are going to like not have jobs anymore, which I feel like I feel terrible for them. So I feel like obviously women's hockey in pro needs a one league. I just feel like the way they did it wasn't that smooth, and I think they should have been more transparent with some stuff. But I was just curious to hear your thoughts on it.
I just read about that. Yeah, I think the way I see it, it's like a few steps forward, a few steps back. Like we're making progress, and then it kind of gets a little bit like nothing's really done the right way. But I think that if they can, I think the one league would be a good idea if they can do it like seamlessly, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Hopefully they can work some things out this new league and get it up and running. And hopefully that's the last pro women's league. I feel like there's been so many of them in the last 10 years. It's been a little bit unstable. Hopefully they can figure something out now, but it'll be interesting to see how it all plays out in the next few years. But obviously I'm just hoping for the best from my perspective.
Yeah.
Now, before we end this interview, any shout outs you want to give to your teammates, family members, friends, and who should we have on the podcast next?
I think I got to say, well, Liv LaRoche, obviously, and then Carly Green, my fellow Minnesotan. She's the goalie on our team.
Nice. Well, thank you so much, Isla, for coming on the pod. I appreciate your time. It means a lot to myself. I wish you nothing but the best for next season. I know you're going to do great. And just want to say you're a great player, even better person. And it was a pleasure getting the chance to talk with you today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I've been trying hard to keep my cool, but when you're near, there's nothing that I can do. When you're walking in, I know it's true. It doesn't even matter how hard I try, 'cause when I hear your voice, my